Hello, everyone. I'm Kendra Von Esch, and I am coming to you from Nebraska. I am out here for some branding. Thought I would wear my Nebraskan garb, do as the Nebraskans do. And I'm coming from the hotel room. Sorry for the ugly background. But I'm super excited to share with you my journey with Mary. And it wasn't always the smoothest. I have been falling away from the Catholic Church up until I was 42 years old. And then God pulled me out of the pits of hell, and I came back to the church, but I had to learn everything. I did not know that Jesus was God. Just thought Jesus was God's son. I didn't know about the Eucharist, that is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. Didn't know that. And of course, when I came back to do more research, I didn't quite get Mary's role in the church. As a matter of fact, in my book, I have a chapter titled Mary, Mary, Mary. And I think like Marcia, 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 you know, the Brady Bunch, where Jan just kept saying, what's the big deal with Marcia? That's kind of how I felt with Mary. Why are there so many people so devoted to her? And then, of course, the questions from other Christian denominations about the fact that we worship her and all of this kind of stuff. And she wasn't sinless. And yes, she is sinless. So it was a very interesting ride to learn about Mary. And I didn't have that feeling for Mary. So I searched her out because of what I saw other people had with Mary. I wanted that relationship. I wanted that devotion. I wanted to say, Mama Mary, like all of my good little Catholic friends were doing. But I just didn't feel it. I didn't really get it. But I know that Mary is deserving of our love, deserving of our reverence. And in the Catholic Church, she is the mediatrix of grace. So she is sitting up on the right-hand side of Jesus, waiting to divvy up grace with Jesus, of course. She is not God. She works with him. But I know that if I go to Mary, that she will take my petition to Jesus and she will dress it up, make it in a beautiful way and present it to him. Instead of me, in my own measly way, maybe even not the most pure of intentions, maybe I've got a selfishness in my petition. Maybe it's something that isn't really good for me, but I want it anyway. My ask to Jesus is going to be completely different. If I think back to the Bible, Mary is barely there. But the words that she says are so important. And at the wedding at Cana is when she asked Jesus. She actually didn't ask. They have no wine, she said to Jesus. And he was like, woman, what do you have to do with me? It's not my hour yet. But Jesus couldn't deny his mom. He started his ministry there. And guess what she did? She did what she always does, which is tells us to do whatever he tells us. Her son, Jesus, do whatever he tells you, she says to the servants. She's saying that to us too. Her only job is to bring us to her son. And so there was one time in the early part of my journey in 2013, I wasn't even months in to figuring out this Catholic thing. And I learned about a book called 33 Days to Morning Glory by Father Michael Gately. I'm smiling because I'm sure there are others of you out there who have gone through this consecration to Jesus through Mary, which I had no idea what it was when I was doing it at the time. I was just reading this book every single day, doing the little prayers that it said. And then on December 12th, Our Lady of Guadalupe's feast day, I'm supposed to wrap it all up, wrap up my prayer. And I do. And my husband comes home that day and he says to me, you look different. Now, at first, I was thinking, well, I don't feel different. I know I'm done with that 33-day prayer thing. I would have kind of expected some sort of miracle. But I looked at him and I said, what do you mean instead? And he said, you look alive. And then it hit me like a ton of bricks. I did not smoke marijuana at all that day. Now, this may be coming to you like, what? Where's marijuana coming from? But I had a 20 plus year addiction to marijuana. Every single day, when I got up, I would bring it to work. I would smoke it when I got home. I mean, it was like a cigarette to me. And I was totally addicted. Even though I lied to myself and told myself I didn't have a problem, I'm not destitute, I have two homes, two boats, two, all this material stuff, I can't possibly have a problem. It's obviously not hurting me, but it was. And so that day, on that feast day of Our Lady of Guadalupe, boom, I didn't have any desire to smoke. I had some in the house. And so my husband, laughing, is right there witnessing a miracle. He's telling me I look alive. Oh, what do you mean? I don't look all stoned and, you know, hey, man, you're home kind of thing, you know? And I realized that, wait a minute, this could be a miracle. While I was praying the 33 days to Morning Glory, I had actually thought for a few seconds, a couple of days throughout those 33 days, I wonder if I didn't have this marijuana problem. But then I immediately took it back. Oh, no. I don't want you to take this away from me. I don't know what I will be like if I don't get high. How will I deal with people? What came into my life, or how I thought pot was really necessary in my life, was because I needed to calm down. I needed to chill my stress. I didn't realize that my true peace, my true joy, and my true calmness comes from within the Holy Spirit inside me, from God, not from anything on the outside. But at this particular moment, my husband and I witnessed a miracle, and it was Mary who took that petition, even though I was kind of wanting it, but kind of taking it back, to Jesus. And said, you know what, can we help out this poor chick? She needs some help. And so there you go. I was healed. So that day turned into a week, turned into a month, turned into 6 months, and my husband got to witness it. Now you might think, how cool is that? And now for sure you've got this awesome relationship with Mary. Yeah, not so much. And a lot of people go to their own relationship with their mother. And I don't have a bad relationship with my mother. As a matter of fact, I kind of did when I was younger, but that was just because I was all about me. But now that I'm older, I've got an incredible relationship with my mom. We have come so far. But when I look at Mary, I don't look at my mom. I look at Jesus's mom. And I know that Mary, who was chosen by God, who magnifies the Lord, her soul magnifies him. I mean, that means God is really within her. Her beloved spouse is the Holy Spirit. I mean, Mary must have been a walking, talking, absolute, beautiful witness of Jesus. And that is who I started to get to know. And I started a 54-day novena, and I started to learn how to pray the rosary. And that was when I realized the first Saturday devotions. So it was one of those days during my 54-day novena. It was a Saturday, and I decided I was going to pray in contemplation every single mystery all at once, and do it through Mary's eyes. And that was when everything changed. That was when I could picture Mary in all of these different scenes in the Bible, and I could feel her heart. And I now look at her in a new light. But the very last thing was my 10th consecration to Jesus through Mary, I did not go back to the 33 days to Morning Glory. Instead, I used St. Louis de Montfort's book, True Devotion to Mary. And it honestly busted my heart open for this beautiful woman. And I look at her in a whole new way. I will tell you that it is an intense consecration. It does take some time. So if you're going to do it right. Make sure that you put in the time and allow your heart to open, because Mary is only there to bring you to her son and to bring you to heaven. So regardless of what your relationship was with your mother, with any women on this earth, let's all take to heart that Mary is our mother. She is our perfect spiritual mother, and she is sitting right there with Jesus. And I heard plainly that the fastest way to get to Jesus is through his mother Mary. And every single saint has and had a devotion to Mary. That's the difference. So if you're struggling with your relationship or you want a closer relationship with Mary, go to her son. Ask Jesus to help you love his mother like he does. Trust me, nobody loves Mary more than God. Alrighty, everyone, I hope that you find Mary in your heart right next to Jesus where she's always been. She never gets mad at us when we forget about her. So don't ever be ashamed. Just run to our Blessed Mother and know that in her blue mantle, you will be safe and sound. And then Jesus's arms will be around you. And there you will stay in calmness and peace and joy and love. Alrighty, everyone. I love you all. Thanks for spending the time with me. Find something more with God, soul, mind, and body. And have a blessed and inspired day.